Yo, welcome to my podcast where everybody hates Mar. You already know what it is. My name is Mar, lead and only host. And if you've been listening, you already know my motto. Don't be pussy. Eat that shit. Fuck is you talking about? Yo, it's been a long time. I haven't been on here at all. And I know you guys been wondering what the fuck been going on. And honestly speaking, I really wanted to not only have the podcast in audio, but I wanted to have the podcast, you know, I wanted to have a visual for it too. So I wanted to monetize everything and put everything on Facebook, as well as, you know, giving you guys the audio. But not everybody listens to the audio version of a podcast, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted to provide that visual too for the people who likes to watch shit, you know what I'm saying? That's pretty much me. I like to watch more than I like to listen. I like to listen and watch at the same time. I'm a visual learner. But yeah, so that's what I wanted to do, but you know what I'm saying? Shit happened. I ain't gonna lie to you. So I bought a motherfucking a camera. I was excited and shit like that. But then I'm not like a camera professional. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't do this shit. Like I don't take photos and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a photographer. I'm not a videographer. So like I looked up the shit that I should get and whatever. And I ended up, you know, saying, you know, I'm going to get a Canon. I ended up getting a Canon. It's actually a good Canon. It's a good camera. It's a Canon EOS Rebel T7, whatever. But if you know about that camera, you know that it's not good to, you know, record yourself behind the screen and in front of the screen at the same time. Like, it's just not happening. So, yeah, I gotta sell the camera, and I gotta buy another one, and it's supposed to come in very soon, but, you know, I'm taking my time with that, because I gotta move in a couple, I'm sorry I'm telling you guys about my life, but, yeah, I gotta move, and you guys know, first, last, and security, and among other things that I gotta do, so, yeah, I gotta take my time with a lot of things, and the camera that I wanna get is very expensive, so, yeah, I'm gonna take my time, but I'm coming with it though. And today, I'm gonna talk to you guys about some shit. Just a little bit of shit, because I haven't been here in a while, and you know what I'm saying? I don't wanna leave you guys hanging. So yeah, I said to myself today, I'm gonna roll out another episode, you know? Keep you guys entertained for, I guess, the next couple of weeks. And then going about my business. But yeah, I'm about to talk to you guys about some shit right now. So, our topic for today, exes, bro. Why the fuck can't lesbians stay away from their exes? And this is not like a stud versus femme shit. This is really just lesbians in general. Why the fuck can't you guys let go of your exes? Like, what the fuck be happening? You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I would think to myself, I'd be like, alright, like, you know, this person obviously lit. The person that you can't let go is obviously lit, you know what I'm saying? They're lit. That's why you can't let them go, obviously. But then when I talk to, like, certain people and I get to, you know, asking them questions so that I can understand what the fuck is in that person's pussy. Is it crack? Because if it's crack in their pussy, I would like to try it out. If it's that good, if there's that type of crack in somebody's pussy that you obviously are going and saying, I mean, I want to try it out. I don't know, I'm a daredevil. I want to try it out, but listen, though. But when I get to asking them questions about their exes and, like, you know, what they do for them, you know what I'm saying? Do they fuck them good? What is it? What is it that is making you go back? And it don't be nothing, bro. It really don't be nothing. Like, some people, yeah, I'm not talking about everybody, you know what I'm saying? I'm not putting this on everybody. Some people, yeah, the sex be bomb. You know what I'm saying? You keep going back. That's something that you got to work within yourself. You need to go see a psychologist, honestly. If you cannot stop fucking somebody just because their sex is good, you need to go see a psychologist. Maybe you need to figure out why you value sex so much. You know what I'm saying? If somebody's not treating you, but why you value that sex so much versus everything else? You need to go see a psychologist. You need to go see the fucking lady. Okay? But yeah, some people sex be good. Some people like be, okay, for example, you getting a lot of money from that person. Okay, I could see why you're going back. You know, but some people, there's literally no reason why they should be going back. The sex is horrible from what they're saying. Either niggas are lying to me, obviously. I don't know, maybe niggas are lying to me, but some of the people that I talk to, majority of the people that I talk to, the sex be ass, bro. The niggas don't treat them well. They don't treat them well. That's one. The sex is ass. Sex is very important to me. So if the sex is ass, then that's just crazy. Okay? Their exes be mid. They be ugly. They be ugly. And I'm not one to say people be ugly and shit like that. But some shit you gotta call it. You gotta call a spade a spade. You gotta call a chicken a chicken. You know what I'm saying? They might not be ugly to you, but to me, my friend, you know, they looking a little busted, you know what I'm saying? So, niggas be mid, sex be ass, niggas don't treat them right, they ain't getting no money, bro. No money, you ain't getting no money. You ain't getting cash apps or nothing. And you still going back? What is you going back for? At that point, you just don't love yourself. Something is wrong with you. Something is, like, mentally wrong with you. You gotta sit with yourself and evaluate what the fuck is wrong with you in your head. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you gotta have a motherfucking conference with yourself. Bitch, stand up, bitch. Bitch, stand the fuck up. Because why the fuck you keep going back? That's delusional. That's crazy as fuck. And some of you guys, that's what you guys keep doing. You guys keep going to the worst niggas. Going back to the worst exes. Like, what is wrong with you, homie? What is wrong with you? And that shit is unattractive. That shit is really unattractive. When you get to a certain age, that shit is really unattractive. Somebody that can't let go of their ex is very unattractive, especially if you're telling me that ex didn't treat you well, which is a majority of the fucking case, and you keep going back. That's just weird. You know what I'm saying? I hate a weak ass bitch. I don't know about y'all, but I hate a weak ass bitch. Like, you ain't standing up for yourself, bitch. You gonna let this ugly ass nigga play you like that? And you is beautiful. You obviously a little slow, so I don't fuck with that. I don't fuck with slow women. I don't fuck with people who are slow, who's missing some in their head. I don't like insecure women. I don't know. I know that some people really genuinely go for insecure women. I don't know why, but some people really do. To manipulate them and whatever the fuck they want to do. But I feel like that's a waste of my time. I don't know. I don't want to be with anybody that is insecure or where I feel as if I can manipulate you to do things that I want you to do, that is not attractive to me. I need me a woman that's gonna beat my ass, you know what I'm saying, that's gonna tell me to shut the fuck up. Not like abusive type shit, you know, I just mean like, I know not to play with you. Y'all know what I'm talking about, because I'm not talking to no audience here, so like it's like real silent in this room. Nobody is clapping for me, nobody's laughing or nothing, so it's just me by myself. Yo, this podcast shit is weird, I ain't gonna hold you, especially when you're by yourself. Like, there's nobody in the room with you, bro. You just by yourself and you just kikiing. But listen, why can't you guys leave your ex? There's a lot of like codependency I see in the lesbian community. You guys have a lot of codependency issues. Another reason is like separation issues. You guys don't want to be alone, so you choose the person that you're connected to, whether it be sexually or mentally, even if it's toxic. You guys hate separation, and that goes into abandonment issues, you know? You guys have a lot of abandonment issues. I think we need psychologists that are, you know, lesbians and shit like that, because a lot of us go through a lot of abandonment issues with our moms and our dads, and abandonment issues when it comes to, you know, us being who we are, you know, lesbians, whether it be lesbians, if you're gay, if you're trans, whatever. But there is that factor where you do have an abandonment issue, and you have to tackle that as an individual when you grow up, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sorry if I'm being real serious right now, but yeah, y'all gotta tackle that motherfucking abandonment issue shit, you know? Y'all gotta tackle that shit, because that shit is holding y'all back. You know, whether it be your mom didn't accept you. So, you know what I'm saying? You're looking for everybody to accept you. You know, whether it be in your relationship, you know, platonic relationship, whatever. That plays a role into that too, yo. I'm trying to tell y'all. Y'all need a psychologist, like, no funny shit, bro. No funny shit. Y'all need to talk to a lady. You know what I'm saying? And then I just feel like when you have no boundaries, when you start a relationship, I'm talking shit right now. But when you start a relationship off with no boundaries, right? You have no boundaries within your relationship. Why do you guys think there's going to be boundaries in place when you guys leave the person? You know what I'm saying? Like, if there's no boundaries when you're in a relationship, when you escape the relationship or when you break that shit off, there's gonna be no boundaries when you leave. And that's very important to me. When I find a woman, I expect you to have boundaries for me as your partner. If you don't have boundaries for me within the relationship and you just letting everything fly, I just know breakup it's not gonna be easy with you. It's not going to be easy. And you ain't going to be stuck on me. That's just me. I don't got time for that. You know? Another thing I want to remind you, guys, whether you're straight, whether you're gay, bisexual, trans, whatever the fuck you are, whatever the fuck you identify as, right? People are not yours to keep. You know what I'm saying? They are here for you to experience. And a lot of you guys do not grasp that statement. Like, you guys don't understand that. You guys do not understand that people are not ours. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of people saying, like, I want my person to be crazy about me. I want them to not be able to breathe without me. And that shit is cute. That shit is cute, you know? But when we actually think about it deeper and try to understand, you know, where that comes from, that's weird. I'm gonna let you guys know right now, that's just a weird way to think, that you don't want someone to live without you. you know, they were living without you before, they will live without you. Like, they will. And I think when people start to understand that, you know, we're here to experience people. You know what I'm saying? If that person wants to stay with us for however long they want to stay with us, that is a privilege that we cannot take lightly, especially if we're in love with that person or we love that person or we enjoy their company. That's a privilege that they have gifted to you. You know what I'm saying? You can't take that shit lightly. The person is saying, you know, there's a million niggas in this world, right? But I want to share these moments with you. I want to be with you. And then once they revoke that access to you, it's not, you guys can, yeah, you can get mad, you know what I'm saying? Like, emotions run deep. But at the end of the day, after you yell, you cry, you be mad, you stomp, you do whatever the fuck you gotta do, you know what I'm saying, to sit with yourself and your emotions, because you're a human being. And as human beings, we have to sit with ourselves, sit with our emotion, understand what that emotion is, you know what I'm saying, place them in different boxes and put them together, whatever the fuck you guys gotta do. But you guys have to do that. But after you sit with yourself, right, you have to come to terms that that person that you had is not yours to keep. That access that you had is no longer there. And it was a privilege that you had them in your life at that time. But now that time is gone. You know what I'm saying? And if it so happens that that person wants to bless you with their, you know, their presence again, then so be it. And if you choose to bless them with your presence again, then so be it. But I just feel like this whole notion of being stuck on your ex is weird. It's weird. It's really weird. You have to let people go, and you have to let things align for you. And I feel like when you keep going back to the same thing over and over again, like, you miss out on certain things. Like, you really do. Some people are really here to drag you down. Whether it be financially, whether it be emotionally, whether it be mentally, or all three. Or even more, spiritually. I don't know. But some people are literally here to drag you down. Like, drag you down. Like, for example, you want to start your business. You can't start your business because you keep going back to your ex. Or you keep buying her shit, and you keep doing shit for her, and blah blah blah, and you're supposed to do this, but you're not doing this because you're hanging out with your ex. Some people are here to block you from your blessing. And I feel like when you keep going back to the same things over and over again, that's you basically blocking your own blessing, and you're saying that you don't care about yourself. That's like, on some real, you guys need to see the lady. You guys need to see a psych, man. It's a lot of shit to, you know, dive into and understand and shit like that. But yeah, that's really what I wanted to talk about, guys. That's really one of the, I can't talk today, and I don't understand why my tongue keep getting tied. I don't know if you guys ever go through that, but my tongue is literally like, I don't even fucking know, but it's doing something. It's trying to do its own thing while I'm trying to talk, and I don't appreciate that shit. I really don't. But yeah, you know what we about to do? We about to go into our three facts. Three weird facts. You know I love facts. You know I'm not gonna leave this shit without giving you guys three facts. So I'm about to do that real quick. All right, let's get into it. You guys know I love strange facts. It's basically the best thing. I don't know who wouldn't want to know weird facts. Like, I like to know shit. I say this all the time, but I really like to know shit. All right, our first one is roller coasters were invented to distract Americans from sins. So basically, in the 1800s, a businessman by the name of LaMarcus Thompson hated that Americans were tempted by places like saloons and brothels. So he set out to straighten up one of the most immoral places he could think of, Coney Island in New York. And that's where he built the first roller coaster to give New Yorkers some good, clean fun away from sins. That's funny as shit. This nigga said, y'all fucking too much, so I'm about to distract y'all. But niggas be fucking on the rise, you know what I'm saying? They be fucking there too, so I really don't know where he was trying to distract people from. Like, we still can have fun and fuck, dickhead. Like, what? That shit funny as hell. But we on to our next one. Did you guys know that Fruit Loops are all the same flavors? Like, I really don't know why they got all them colors if they're all gonna be the same flavors. I didn't know that they were all the same flavors. I thought, like, there's something going on, but I just never knew, yo. And I feel like they bamboozled us. I feel like I've been led astray. I don't know. I don't know if you guys are, like, really fucked up about this, but I am. I don't know. It's hitting me a little harder. Third weird fact. It's impossible to hum while holding your nose. You know what? I'm going to try it. I don't know if this is true or not, but, you know, we're going to give it a go, okay? Okay, I'm going to try again. Whew. All right. I guess you can't. I guess you really can't do that shit. I was going to fuck off, yo. I really was. But yeah, y'all, that's our three facts for today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Like I said, I'm not gonna lie to you. Stay away from your exes. If you dealing with me or anybody who is mature, stay away from your exes. Or, like, just don't fuck with anybody who you know don't fuck with that weird ass shit. But it seems like all the lesbian community fuck with that shit. I'm not gonna hold you. It seems like all of y'all are fucking y'all exes on the low. Not gonna lie. Most of y'all. Definitely not me. I'm really a rear ass. I can't say that word, bro. I'm really different. I can't say that word. It's really because I'm Haitian. For some reason, I can't pronounce it. But I'm not going to go into it, but listen, I'm just really different. But yeah, y'all need to see the lady. Y'all need to see a psychiatrist. Y'all need some milk. Y'all really do. Because it's not cute. It's really not cute. I just want to thank you guys for listening to my podcast. I know it was fast. It was something that I really didn't plan, for real, for real. I just said, let me do this, because a lot of people is in my DMs asking me what's up with the podcast, like, what am I doing? I keep promoting it, because if y'all following me on Twitter and shit, but I'm going viral every day, I'm promoting it, but, like, I'm not making any new ones. So I was like, let me just do this so I could give y'all something to listen to. And hopefully the next time I come out, I could give you guys some visuals, okay? Thank you guys so much. I hope you guys have a great weekend, a great week, whenever the fuck you guys are listening to this. Stay safe, drink your water, smoke your weed, and remember, don't be pussy. Eat that shit. I'm out.